पूर्वोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्ये हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि वृंदायै तुलसी दग्धै प्रियायै कृष्ण भक्ति प्रदे देवी सत्यमस्ते श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि श्री हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम। First of all, I offer my Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of my Divine Master, Om Vishnupada Sisman Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Narayana, and unto the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravastam Vishnupada Sisman Bhakti Vedanta Swami Narayana, and to all our disciplic acharyas from Krishna up to now.
Pertama-tama saya ingin menyampaikan semua sujud.
I told a very important sloka. Which I told by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Like essence of our whole teachings from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and up to now. I want that the preachers who preaches all these places, they should always remind this sloka. Remember this sloka. Aradhyo Bhagavan Prajeshatanayastadham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachitupasana Bajubadhubargena Jakalpita श्रीमद् भागवतम् प्रमाण अमलम् प्रेमा पुमर्त्यो श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु मतमिदं तत्रादरं दिस श्लोक इन दिस श्लोक वेरी ब्रीफ एवरीथिंग हैज कम लाइक आराध्यो भगवान प्रजेश तनयः वी सी इन इंडिया और एवरीवेयर देर आर सो मेनी गॉड एंड गॉडेसेस इन इंडिया वी सी गणेश लक्ष्मी सन Shakti, Durga, and Vishnu, prominent five, but there are innumerous gods and goddesses. All are worshipable. But in Indian Vedic knowledge, from beginning in Vedas, in Purans, in Srimad Bhagavatam, especially in Gita. It has been taken the essence of all Vedas that there should be one supreme personality of Godhead. God means G-O-D. G, generator. O,
operator.
And D,
destroyer.
Of all universe. Yes. We see only one God. In Quran Sharif, we see only Khuda or God. Khuda or Allah.
Allah.
But in India, we see there is no number at all of God and Goddesses. So, some may be in confusion that there should be one God. Why so many gods? So Vedas have told that there is no so many gods, only one God. In whole universe, in all countries, and lakhs universe, there must be one God. No so many gods. Then how to reconcile all these things? That told in India, Gita we know that Krishna told that lakhs and lakhs years before I have told the Atma-gyan to son. In Vedas has been told that only one God. Then why so many gods? Kali, Durga, Shiva, Hanuman, and all others so many. According to the stages of jivas, souls, there are several classes. Where there is only one class in anywhere, then it means that there is no good study there. Though it may be only one class of PhD or D.Litt or anyone, anything. But I think that all are not qualified to study in one class PhD. Everywhere there are so many classes. So in Vedic culture we see there are no several gods, only one. But what are they? Ganesh, Shankar and all others in Gita in very short words, it has been told that they are all vibhuti. Vibhuti. Under one God. Like in a country there is a president, chief minister or
prime minister.
So many group of ministers, so many officers, so many top to bottom, lakhs and lakhs in that government to control any country. So to control all universe, lakhs and lakhs, there must be one God, supreme personality of God, and all others vibhuti, having some power from him and possibly all under their God. So, this is like so many classes, from lower class to highest class. If there is one class, there will be no study for all classes of us. So to do it perfect, all these are stages. So we should not disobey any of the gods, demigods. Don't disobey. But you should see that all are not equal to the highest, that is Krishna. Name any be, anything be, different languages, no harm. But in speech, the highest topic of three things, G-O-D, is situated in that person, then we will think that he is the supreme personality of Godhead. So India, it has been decided by Krishna himself. In Vedas also, in Mahabharata also, everywhere. But it wants some quality to know all these things. We will know this. Who is Supreme God? It has been told that all living entities want three things. Where there is perfect Sat, Chit and Anand. Sat means we don't want to die. We don't want to be old. We don't want that we should have so many diseases, and in the old age our teeth will go, eyes will be weak, and thus we cannot take a glass of water and die. So anyone does not want to be, but they are bound to be like so. So those who never dies, he is perfect, and he makes us also not to die. Always in same condition, in same shape, love and affection and everything perfect in that. So this is called Sat. Sat means knowledge. From boyhood, oh, what is this father, mother, what is this? Learning so much, love me so much. But we cannot be never perfect knowledge, we cannot gain. Where there is perfect knowledge, everything knowing how this world was created. Who nurses us in the womb of mother? Who gives this
intelligence?
All things where there is a perfect knowledge, he is Supreme Personality. Where is perfect Sat, Sat means Satta.
Entity
never changes, nothing, always like in the same. And we want all to be happy. To be happy is called Ananda. We have some Ananda, some happy in this world, in our family, if there is love and affection. But it is not perfect in any being of whole world. Even not in goddesses. Sometimes they quarrel. Sometimes so many problems for them. So all are not happy. Supreme must be happy, and by him happiness, pure happiness may come. So far there is perfect happiness, that is called ananda. To make also other anandamaya and himself in. So far the satchit ananda, imperfect, in last stage,
extreme,
he is called
Supreme
Personality of Godhead. All are Godhead, maybe. We are also some part of God, so we are, when we will gain some more knowledge, we can be called somewhat a part of God. So Jeev has been called Brahma. No harm, but not perfect. Where there is perfect, all these three things, especially the six appellants, I will explain further. Yes. So, where there is Sat, Chit and Ananda, he is called Supreme Personality of God. There are six kinds of opulent, it must be in full or fullest in that personality of Godhead. And that is the first shape. He must have a beautiful shape among all shapes, that all will be charged. And if he has no shape, beautiful shape, then how he can create all these things? Like he is the seed of all. If there is not anything, potency in seed of all kinds of shapes, there must be all kinds of shape in him, head personality of God. If there is no there, no shape, then he cannot create this world. So a beautiful shape. And that shape be so much beautiful that it can charm all God, goddesses, all living creatures, everyone. And in that shape, if there is no shape, he cannot create. There is no potency of shapes in him. It's him. That if there is no potency of all these things, he cannot be accepted as God. Secondly, all kinds of virtues should be in him, in fullest, highest way.
In extreme stage.
And is extreme. Everyone. What is that? First, knowledge, sampurna jnana, all kinds of knowledge are in the stream in that. Secondly, all kinds of aishwarya,
opulence.
He can be the smallest, anurapi anyan mahato api mahyan. Biggest, largest, in which whole world is situated, and in every parts of the world, very
atom,
an atom, more than atom, if there is, in that he is in full way. This is called Aishwarya. He can do anything that a man cannot do, a god cannot do. Goddess cannot do. Third, this is fourth, Gyan, first Aishwarya, Aishwarya, Samagrasya, Viriya. Host it is very, very
powerful.
To do anything. There is none like him.
Yes,
secondless person.
One without a second.
God may be, so many gods are, they may be so powerful, but he must be most powerful. He can control all. And Vairagya. Vairagya means?
Renounce.
If there is no renounce, then he will be like other we.
Material person.
Yeah. He will be attached anywhere. And he will cry for his father, mother, wife and all others. His children. So these are six
appellants.
Just means?
Fame.
Topmost fame should be there. None is like him, so much famous. His name is famous. His appellants are famous. All the qualities are famous. He is so merciful that no comparison at all. Causeless merciful. He has so much affection and love for all, anyone cannot have. So all these appellants, qualities, shape, jnana, vairagya, all should be in highest
stage
in that God. So if any of these six and these three is not found an extreme, then he is not God. He may be God, but not supreme personality of God. Not only in Vedas and Indian script. Also we see in Bible, God created man after his own image. Means, God has created man as his shape was. So it seems that Bible admits this, that Supreme Personality of God has shape, he has some wishes, he is so kind, so all attributes are there. Also we see in Quran Sharif, Muhammadan, that Anna Allah Khalaka Man Surathi. It means that Khuda has created man as his shape is. So there is wish, there is shape, there are so many qualities, and everything is there. So all these scriptures are like Vedas. Somewhat different, but in this way we see that everywhere it has been admitted that I told before that Krishna has said, God has said, so many attributes, six appellants, three Sachid Ananda, everything to be topest in that personality. There is nothing without shape.
Jadi di seluruh dunia ini kita sudah melihat tidak ada sesuatu pun tanpa bentuk.
Water has shape, we see. But can you define that? What is that shape? Water has... Scientists are telling. Water has no shape. Water has no color.
Tasteless, colorless.
Water is tasteless.
Colorless.
Why they are telling? We see the shape of water. We taste the water, taste. It has own its any taste. But any taste mixes with this worldly and it makes like that. But it has its own taste, own color. But any color can come in that. So we cannot define, so we say like this. So how we can define Krishna? that he has so many shapes, so many attributes, so many all attributes. So sometimes in Vedas or anywhere it has been told that he is a Nirguna. But actually the meaning is not that. Nirguna means he has all the qualities, shapes and everything beyond aprakriti and beyond our knowledge and all of that. So he is Nirguna, so he is shapeless there. But he has all shapes, all attributes above Maya. That is, it is said. Like water we cannot define. So why, how we can define Krishna or Supreme Personality of God? We cannot define.
There is
uncommon that in epics, in Vedas, in Puran, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Gita, what is the conception of what?
Supreme
Personality of God. About 5,000 years before, a baby came as the son of Vasudev and Devaki. Very beautiful son. Like clouds, his color. His name was kept Krishna. Why Krishna can attract all the universe, all the souls, all creatures and living entity by his shape, by his attributes, by his opulence, by everything. So he can find Vasudev and Devaki were given in jail in Mathura. There in the night he came at the son of Vasudev and Devaki, 400. Very beautiful shape and so many, having four weapons: Sankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. And at the same time, same moment, he took birth in Gokul as the son of Nanda and Yashoda. There he was 200, a baby, like a baby, quite naked as a baby. And here in Mathura, 400, age about 16, very young, very powerful, the hair were
carved
and so long, having
ornaments,
golden
ornaments
or chintamani ornaments, like kastubh mani and so many things, decorated with so many ornaments. And he is speaking so much, he is provoked with so much with her Devaki and Vasudev here. And they are like a baby, nothing. In two shapes. Here and there. Not only this. This Krishna, afterward, in his pastime, he became lakhs and lakhs with each gopi in Vrindavan. And he became lakhs and lakhs there in Dwarka. In 108 Krishna. So we are seeing so much opulence in that. And so love and affection in what? And extreme. Love and affection. Love so that even deer serpent, elephant, all others, Indra, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, all were attracted and controlled by him. So all these things, qualities, what I told, exist in Krishna. So all Vedas, Upanishad, and all scriptures have admitted undoubtedly this fact, this truth, fundamental truth, the Krishna is
Supreme
Personality of Godhead.
Yang lengkap sekali